We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
He was born in Orange County and served in the New York Provincial Congress, where his abilities and ambition caught the attention of two of his colleagues, John Jay and William Duer. When George Washington needed someone to create an intelligence network, both men were quick to recommend him, and he got the job. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the county's semi-quincentennial commission, and I'll take a look back at Nathaniel Sackett right after this.
Fort Delaware Museum of Colonial History is celebrating America's 250th birthday this year with special programming, special merchandise, and a renewed synergy with the Minisink Battleground Park and the Battle of Minisink. Fort Delaware is a living history museum telling the story of colonial America through the lives of those who lived in Cushatunk, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. A visit to Fort Delaware will immerse you in the colonial era. You'll learn about the hardships of living on the frontier and how and why the Revolutionary War divided the settlement, with some residents remaining loyal to Great Britain and others embracing independence. It's the perfect place for a family outing this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. Fort Delaware is located on the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 6615 Route 97 in Narrowsburg, New York. It will reopen for the 2026 season on Saturday, May 16th. Fort Delaware is owned by Sullivan County and operated by the Delaware Company.
In February of 1777, George Washington wrote to Nathaniel Sackett, offering him $50 a month to establish America's first formal intelligence network. Although he lasted just 6 months in the job, Washington fired him for lack of tangible progress, Sackett put together the network of spies that would prove invaluable in winning the war. And he personally trained Benjamin Talmadge, the man who would not only succeed him, but far outstrip his accomplishments in the espionage game. It was Talmadge who organized and adroitly managed the group now known as the Culper Spy Ring. But Sackett's contribution to the war effort was significant enough for some historians today to refer to him as the godfather of American intelligence. Nathaniel Sackett's oldest son, Ananias, who had served as a private in the Revolutionary War, was hired in 1792 to build a road to access some remote lands owned by the Livingston family. It became known as the Sackett Road and was so well laid out that much of it became part of the Newburgh-Geschenkten Turnpike when that road was constructed several years later, leading to the formation of Sullivan County. Ananias was paid with 700 acres of land southwest of Monticello, and he built his residence near the lake that now bears his name. He envisioned a prosperous village he called Sackettboro, but the community never grew beyond a few houses. Nonetheless, his father, Nathaniel Sackett, George Washington's original spymaster, is buried there, although no one seems to know exactly where. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.